A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
Day 8 revealed more details about the emergency response to the attack and the Garda investigation that followed. The jurors also heard from another eyewitness who described seeing the alleged stabbing of Leanne Flynn.
And the jury was shown the suspected weapon, a black-handled carving knife.
This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 9, I Thought She Was Dead. So an early finish yesterday, but they made up for lost time today with lots of witnesses called, bringing the jurors right up to the moment Riyad Bushakar was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder.
Yeah, that's where they left it today before the jury was sent home for the weekend. But when the trial resumed this morning, it picked up where it left off yesterday with more evidence of the efforts to save the little girl's life. Dr. Mike Boyle, a consultant at the Rotunda Hospital and head of its neonatal department, was the first witness called. On the day back in November 2023, he explained how the neonatal transport ambulance had been diverted to Parnell Square East after being flagged down while en route to the Rotunda. It wasn't formally diverted. We've heard from a previous witness, a Conor Garvey. We heard from him on Wednesday. He was the first paramedic on the scene. He was on his way to the Rotunda driving that ambulance when a member of the public walked out waving hands to get him to stop.
And out of concern for the welfare of his transport team, Dr. Boyle said he ran from the Rotunda to the scene. When he arrived, he said he found the critically injured girl receiving extensive treatment. She was on the ground. He said she looked grey and her clothing had been removed to allow for appropriate treatment to take place. He described seeing chest drains already inserted, chest compressions being performed, fluids being administered, and paramedics attempting to secure her airway. He checked for a pulse but found none, telling the jury her appearance suggested her heart was no longer beating.
That's right. And when he was asked what he was thinking at that point, he said he thought she was dead. A colleague of his, Dr. Peter Harper, a man who's already given evidence before this trial, he was also at the scene. And together, he said they decided the child should be taken straight to theatre at Temple Street rather than through the emergency department to avoid delay. He ran ahead to the hospital to have an operating theatre cleared. He requested that the Mater Hospital provide a heart surgeon if possible. This witness told the jury that Temple Street Hospital doesn't have heart surgeons, but given how close it is to the scene, Dr. Boyle felt it was the only option. He said the girl had to be stabilised and they didn't have time to go anywhere else.
He said Rotunda staff mobilised emergency blood supplies, abandoning normal protocols to physically run universal donor blood products to the scene. Darren Burns, a firefighter and advanced paramedic, was the next witness called. He told the jury he responded from Phibsborough Fire Station after reports of multiple stabbings. On arriving, he found numerous emergency personnel already treating the little girl and therefore went to assist another casualty, Leanne Flynn. He helped transfer her onto a stretcher before accompanying her by ambulance to the Mater Hospital. During the journey, he said he removed her clothing to look for any additional injuries, but he found none. He also inserted an IV line and administered medicine to assist blood clotting.
Yeah, and given her injury, he said they were concerned about potential internal bleeding. He said her vitals were outside normal parameters. She had a rapid heart rate and low blood pressure, and she was having trouble breathing. So they placed her on oxygen before arriving at the Mater Hospital, where staff were waiting to receive her. And once he had finished giving his evidence, another advanced paramedic took the stand, a man called Killian O'Ganeve.
He said he arrived to find that the critically injured child had already been removed from the scene in traumatic cardiac arrest. He said he and his colleagues were directed to a building on Parnell Square East where two injured children remained. He assumed responsibility for treating a young girl in there. The second girl, Riad Bushaker, is accused of trying to murder that day. He said she already had a dressing applied to a head wound, so his role was to keep her warm, secure her safely on a stretcher and administer paracetamol for pain relief.
Yeah, and because Temple Street was already treating the more seriously injured child, this girl was instead transported to the Children's Hospital in Crumlin. Her mother was told that she was being brought there. This witness was actually the last medical witness called today before the trial moved on to hear from one civilian witness and a number of Gardaí.
Detective Garda Ian Walsh was the next witness called. He was on plainclothes patrol when he got the call about the unfolding situation on Parnell Square East. He and his colleagues rushed to the scene, activating the blue lights and sirens in their unmarked patrol car. Once there, he was approached by a member of the public who directed him towards what he believed was the knife used in the attack. He found it lying beside a tree. The knife was photographed in situ, placed in a protective evidence tube, and later handed over to the exhibits officer.
And that knife, the suspected weapon allegedly used by Riad Bushaker, was produced and shown in court today. Garda Mark Barry was the next witness called then. He was the one who gave the previous witness, Garda Walsh, that plastic evidence tube for the knife. He said he took it from the boot of his Garda car. He gave evidence of going to Temple Street Children's Hospital, where he said he remained outside the operating theatre while the little girl underwent emergency treatment. He said he stayed there until he was relieved of his duties at about 5 o'clock that day. And he then went back to Mountjoy Garda Station, where a conference took place maybe an hour or so later.
The jurors also heard from another eyewitness today, Corrine Allen. She described leaving a building on Parnell Square East and seeing a man and woman struggling on the street outside. She described the man as having sallow skin, a beard, dark clothing and glasses, and carrying what she said was a very large kitchen knife. She said she watched him stab the woman in the side before the woman fell to the ground.
Yeah, and that woman that she referenced, we now know, was Leanne Flynn, the childcare worker, whom Riad Bushaker is accused of causing serious harm to. And it was accepted by the defence that the man that she was tussling with was the accused man. During that struggle, this witness, Ms. Allen, said she saw the man pulling at the woman's arm quite aggressively, was how she put it. She said the knife was in his right hand. She described it as quite long, longer than your average kitchen knife, she said, with a clean blade, no jagged edges.
Once she saw the knife, she claimed she saw the man stab the woman in the side a few times. She said she must have fallen to the ground then because he walked away after that. According to Ms. Allen, he then walked directly towards the line of children, placing one hand on a child's shoulder, and then she demonstrated for the jury what she saw the man do with the knife, towards this child. That was the words she used. She said she was panicking at this stage, so she ran back into the building that she had just exited.
Yes, and after a few minutes then, she said two children, one boy and a girl, came into that building. She said the little boy had a cut to his neck, while the girl who was with him had quite a lot of blood at the back of her head in the crown area. She said those two children, we know, are the alleged victims in two of the three attempted murder charges denied by Mr. Bushaker. This witness was cross-examined. The defence barrister suggested her recollection had altered over time, pointing out that her Garda statement did not explicitly state that she had seen the woman being stabbed. It was also put to her, again, under cross-examination, that she had described seeing two or three stabbing motions, despite medical evidence indicating there had only been one stab wound. And Ms. Allen accepted that her memory may have slightly failed her on the number of times that the woman was stabbed, but she remained adamant that she had witnessed the stabbing itself and that she had told Gardaí that in her statement, but that perhaps for whatever reason, it wasn't written down. And after she stepped down from the witness box, the trial then went in a different direction, focusing on Riad Bushaker's time in hospital and the lead up to his arrest.
Detective Sergeant Paddy Cleary was the one who arrested Riad Bushakar, but before he gave evidence, the jurors heard from a colleague of his, the exhibits officer.
Yeah, that's right, Detective Garda Ray Lee. It was his job, and indeed it's still his job, to look after all of the pieces of evidence gathered. He received every item, recorded it in a special exhibits chart. He maintained the chain of custody for every physical exhibit recovered. And during his evidence today, the jury was shown several of those exhibits, including a Navy rucksack recovered from a bus stop containing a Chef Aid knife cover for a 24 centimetre carving knife, a green padded jacket belonging to the boy that Riad Bushakar is accused of trying to murder. The jury was told that jacket had three holes and blood staining. They were also shown strands of hair in an evidence bag. That hair, we heard, belonged to one of the children that Mr. Bushakar is accused of assault causing harm to, as well as the jacket worn by the most seriously injured child, that five-year-old girl. Her jacket was significantly damaged. That was plain to see. But it was confirmed under cross-examination that that was due to the emergency medical treatment that she received at the scene.
Okay, so let's return to Detective Sergeant Cleary's evidence then. He was the final witness called today, and he led much of the initial Garda investigation. He described arriving at the scene at around 2 o'clock that afternoon after what he said had initially been a chaotic situation. He explained how Garda immediately began pairing witnesses with individual officers for the purpose of taking statements. He oversaw the preservation of the crime scene. He arranged for key exhibits such as the backpack, the broken sunglasses and knife to be photographed and seized, and watched CCTV from a nearby hotel within half an hour of the attack, which he said showed the suspect removing his backpack immediately before the incident.
He also described visiting the hospitals where victims were being treated, speaking to the very brave young man who had been injured while taking the knife from Riad Bushakar, organising family liaison officers. He then outlined the subsequent investigation into Mr. Bushakar's medical condition. He spent a number of weeks in hospital. He explained that Garda didn't arrest him initially. He was undergoing psychiatric assessment at the Mater Hospital. He detailed meetings he had with medical staff throughout the following weeks, including updates regarding post-traumatic amnesia that he was told Mr. Bushakar was suffering from, and a 28-day assessment period that followed thereafter. Finally, he described attending at the Mater Hospital just a few days before Christmas 2023 on the 20th of December that year with an interpreter and a number of Garda colleagues. He went into Mr. Bushakar's room. He immediately arrested him after he was told that he was being discharged from medical care. He then said that Mr. Bushakar was brought to Mountjoy Garda Station where he was formally detained.
At that point, Riad Bushakar was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. And the trial is now moving into a new phase, Frank.
Yeah, the jurors, before they left today for the weekend, the presiding judge, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt, told them that the evidence has now progressed to the next stage of the prosecution case. And the judge indicated that only two chapters remain, the Garda interviews and the remaining medical evidence still left to go. So Riad Bushakar's interviews with Garda following his arrest likely to be presented to the jury when they return to Court 19 on Monday.
And we'll be back on Monday evening to bring you whatever evidence is heard on what will be day 9 of the trial. But that's it for episode 9 of All Rise, the Riad Bushakar trial.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to follow us or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riad Bushakar trial.
A News Talk original podcast.
Was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.